Hello and welcome to Nationwide Discussion Hour with me, Gabriel Shadar, on Radio Miraya. And today we are having a discussion also on an important development that has taken place yesterday here in Juba. And that was the declaration of principles between the government of Sudan, that is the interim government of the Sudan, and the SPLA North of the Sudan, of course, and that is led by General Abdelaziz Adam Al-Hilo. And this comes after General Abdelaziz Adam Al-Hilo opted out of the peace process that was signed here last year in Khartoum between the government of the Sudan and the holdout groups. Until now, the government of Sudan has been formed. The discussions were still continuing, of course, with the mediation of the government of South Sudan. With me in the studio is a key player and a member of the mediation team, that is the South Sudanese mediation team, that is Dr. Dio Motok, who is also the deputy chairperson of the mediation team of the government of South Sudan. Welcome, Dr. Dio, to our studios. Now, the first question is, what is going on that the peace process of the Sudan is being broken down into pieces and stages, and others are going on with forming the government, others are still negotiating and signing deals?
Thank you, Gabriel. I thank you so much for bringing me to the studio. And I want also to welcome your listener. And allow me to make a correction. I'm a Secretary General of
Secretary General of the Peace Talks Mediation Team.
The
yes.
Deputy Chairperson is Honorable Niall Deng.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
The one deputizing.
Apologies for that, yes.
Mr. Toot. Mm. Actually, you know, when we started in August 2019, we were having multiple tracks. We were having Sudan Revolution in front track with almost about 13 armed and political groups, and we have a track for the SPLM North led by Commander Abdelaziz. Commander Abdelaziz of the SPLM North has never been part of Sudan Revolution in front, and has said he opted of having his own track. We moved both tracks concurrently, and we successfully concluded the track of Sudan Revolutionary Front. That is why we have about 13 armed and political groups went to Khartoum and they become part of the government. In the case of the SPLM North, led by Commander Abdelaziz, they submitted a DOP of 8 points, and eventually we resolved 6 points, and 2 points become obstacle. These two were state and religion, the issue of the state and religion, and then the self-determination has a guarantee, actually. And from there, we could not move. We try a lot, including bringing in some of our partners who are helping us. Some of them are regional and some of them are international, like Accord International UNDP, mm-hmm. David Beasley. They were assisting us in order to bridge the gap. So we thank God that after 1.5 years, we managed to resolve the issue of state and religion, and the parties come to the agreement on signing the DOP. We are now planning as a mediation to have a negotiation table very soon. The chairman of the mediation named 20th of April to be the date of resuming the negotiation in Juba.
So what was the decisive element that persuaded Abdelaziz to sign or made the Sudanese the counterpart, Al-Burhan, to come back and agree to some of the conditions?
You know, trust is one of the key elements. When the revolution happened in Sudan, there was a question whether the military group should be part of the government or it should be the civilian-led government. And this divided the Sudanese political parties and the civil society. those who actually who engineered the revolution. They divided along this line. Commander Abdul Aziz decided also to back up that opinion that there must be a civilian-led government in Sudan, and that he don't want to negotiate with the military people. We have witnesses his rejection for the General Emeti, that he don't want to see him leading the government delegation. We advise him that you have a right of choosing your own team, but you don't choose for your opponent. This is unacceptable as far as the mediation concern. So I believe that the issue of the trust is one of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, what he signed actually is the proposal that we, as a mediation, we came in when they were apart and they could not agree from point of government proposing and the SPLM North proposing. The mediation came in and then we proposed the provision which is now accepted by the by the SPLM North and accepted by the government. So myself, I believe that it is an issue of trust. Now they have seen that people are working together toward a successful transition in Sudan, and the international community is open. There are a lot of opportunities now. Things are moving smoothly. So the SPLM seen the opportunity that peace is going to happen in the country, and they must have to be part of it.
The Sudanese peace process comes to South Sudan to have a very significant, very big significance for the South Sudanese leaders, the liberators, who were one day part and parcel of the group that is called now SPLM North. And Al-Hilo himself was up in the hierarchy of the SPLM-SPLA. Upon independence, it was kind of those people in the Blue Nile and the Nuba Mountains, there was a feeling of a sort of kind of betrayal that they have been left in the cold. And now this thing has been made, and even some South Sudanese were saying, what happened? We are leaving these people to this unfortunate luck. Now, do you feel relieved as leaders of South Sudan by this breakthrough?
Frankly speaking, Gabriel, this is a very important issue that you raise. We have seen the attitude of the previous government of Bashir, and how it was actually addressing the issues of marginalization, and how it was also approaching peace in a piecemeal. This resulted into South Sudan seceding from Sudan, and even South Sudan who seceded, there were a lot of issues which were not implemented, including Abyei itself. The Nuba Mountain and Blue Nile, they are case actually in question. We have seen the government was not ready. They were playing around in order to they don't want to address the cause of marginalized people. The South Sudan and especially the SPLM, the liberation movement, intended in order to liberate Sudan, not South Sudan, but because of the government position, it ended up having South Sudan independent, and some of the colleagues remained there. And that is why President Salva, when it was addressing people of South Sudan during the Independence Day, he reminded ourselves, he reminded the marginalized people in Sudan that we are not going to leave you alone. We are going to, and he repeated it yesterday. We feel that it is an obligation that we must have. But actually, the most important is that we should have peace in both countries, in Sudan and South Sudan. We should not continuously fighting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The situation is deteriorating. We need citizens in both countries in order to prepare us. You know, the coming in of President Salva and the government of South Sudan to address the issues in Sudan is a genuine. Actually, despite the fact that these they were colleagues, but also we want to see into it that there is a peace in Sudan. We are happy that we manage we managed to now arrive into the peaceful solution in that country. The Sudan is going to be peaceful. And at the same time, the colleagues of yesterday are going to take the central part in the government. That means we have contributed in addressing the issues of marginalization, whether in South Sudan or in the bigger Sudan. And Sudan is never going to be the same again, as John Garang said it, because the government which is now in power is ready, you know, to address the issues of marginalization. That is why they accepted the separation of religion from the state, so that everybody will feel that he has a right and obligation in his own country.
This means a big change of heart for a big constituency in the north of Sudan about the issue of religion and the state. And now the ball is in the court of Al Burhan's group. What is next for them?
The issue of state and religion is widely accepted in Sudan as we speak now. Before it was signed by the group who went to Sudan, actually, this issue in the Juba peace agreement was there, but people were not taking it seriously, like how Abdelaziz now is picking it. But also we have seen that the new government in Khartoum is ready to address the issues of the state and religion. A lot of laws, they were amended already, and now you don't feel that Sudan is Islamic state. And that is why the international community are welcoming Sudan in the international club. A lot of things are moving in the right direction. This it is the same spirit which came with the new government. The fear, it was actually on the fact that the Islamists who were in the government and they were removed recently, they may uprise when the issue of secularism is brought up. But I don't think that their time is over. I don't think that the Sudanese people have tested what is the Islamic system of the governance, and what is the system that the religion is not part of the of the government.
Dr. Diomo Togas, this declaration of principles has been achieved. What is next for you as mediators?
Now, after achieving this milestone, actually, we are moving to convince the negotiation table that the issues, the comprehensive peace, is addressed. We are planning to have a multiple approach, that the issues of the military arrangement or security arrangement, I mean, should be addressed by a committee of the generals from the both sides. And at the same time, we want to move the issues of the political issues, that is the governance, the economic reform, the human right, the humanitarian. We want to move them at the same time, so that we reach agreement in very short period of time.
Now, the issues that are pertaining to the Nuba Mountains were already mentioned in the previous agreement that is being implemented now. How do you reconcile between this declaration of principles and what was signed and pertaining to the Nuba Mountains, which is controlled partly by Abdelaziz Adam Al-Hello?
The issues are the same, of course, and we believe that it is chance for SPLM now to come up with what they believe that is not being addressed. And if it happened that it's not being addressed, then automatically it's going to be addressed the way that they like. And if it is something already being addressed, then the life of the mediation will be made easy. You may ask the issue of participation in the government and the issues related to the transitional period, whether the period will be extended or it will remain the same. These are things that they will be left for the negotiators to discuss them. But always the duration of the transition is determined by the activities that are going to be carried out, whether unification of the forces or repatriation of the refugees and the IDPs to their origin places, or reconstruction of the villages were actually destroyed. These are issues that actually decide the duration of the transition.
Yeah.
We are going to examine them in line of the Juba Agreement, and then automatically we believe that there is going to be a solution.
Well, what is the status now of the cessation of hostilities?
In the area, the SPLM North continuously declared a unilateral ceasefire in their site, and it is existing actually. It is existing. There is no fighting on ground. We believe that this move need to be jointly now in the state of SPLM unilaterally. And the government, you know, literally declaring the cessation of hostility, we need the joint declaration of the cessation of hostility before we move to issue of the permanent ceasefire. And I think the declaration of principle which you signed yesterday can facilitate that move.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, listeners to Radio Mirai. This is me, Gabriel Shadar, and this is Nationwide Discussion Hour. With me in the studio is Dr. Dio Motog, who is the Secretary General of the South Sudanese Mediation Team for the Sudanese Peace Talks. And we are here discussing the outcome of the latest discussions here in Juba between the government of the Sudan and also the SPLM North, led by General Abdulaziz Adam Al-Hilo, which culminated in the signing of a declaration of principles here in Juba yesterday. And so we will be picking comments and also remarks and questions from the listeners after this. And one question is, like, many are commenting on this. Of course, many people think there is, or believe there is, a contradiction with the government of South Sudan. When we South Sudanese are having huge problems with our own peace agreement, we are moving very well and very good with the Sudanese peace. What is your comment on this?
I don't see a contradiction, and also I don't see the setback of peace in South Sudan. That is not true, absolutely not true, because we move a lot. We have now a government in place, the transitional government of national unity, where the parties are participating at the both level, whether in the national level or in the local level. There is the government. We are moving also maybe very soon to establish the legislative assembly, and the state assemblies are going to be established in very soon. We have a peace, cordial working relationship as a partners of the peace. The forces are now being trained, and people are talking of graduation of those forces, say that they are deployed.
Mm.
The peace in South Sudan is moving very well.
Yes, but the question is, what justifies or what explains the delays that people are seeing? Maybe people are more complaining about the delays.
You know, this is a problem of the government of the coalition. We have a very light coalition that sometimes it takes a lot of time to consult each other, because none of the parties are ready to decide on behalf of others. We want to go together. We want to move together. It is delay, but steps are very sure. You know, we want to take the step that we are very sure. We don't want to go back to the war, and I don't think that we are going to do it, because now people are moving with very sure step. So the consultation, the wider consultation of the group, is one of the problem. We have a problem of the resources also. You know, there is this implementation of peace agreement need a lot of money, so it delay us. We were promised by our partners, you know, when we were negotiating peace. I was part of them, who negotiating the South Sudan peace agreement. And we were promised that we are going to be helped. But unfortunately, we got little from friends, you know, like South Africans, like Egyptians, like Sudanese. in the area of the training the troops, which is really very expensive. Mm-hmm. So I want to say that we are moving well. Concerning engagement, our engagement in Sudan, you know, Sudan is in our backyard. And if there is no stability in that country, that has no dream of stability also. We are part of that country. We share a very larger border with them. We have tribes which are actually intermingling together, especially in the areas of northern Bahr al-Ghazal and northern Upper Nile. Mm-hmm. We have a shared border which is very big, and we need to manage it properly. One of the way of managing it, we must have peace in the both country. The two governments have to work together. This is the way how we should. And we cannot do it if there is no peace in Sudan.
Yeah.
So our engagement in Sudan is really very important.
Thank you, Dr. Adiamotok. Now I give the chance to the listeners to come in with their comments and also with their questions. And I should say that it's not just about asking questions, but also about commenting a little bit and giving your opinion of what has taken place yesterday in Juba here, as the government of the Sudan signed declaration of principles with the SPLM North, led by Abdulaziz Adam Al-Hilo. And some of the regular callers, they already know the numbers. Let me pick this call. Hello? Hello? Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you so much. This is Isaac, man, from Juba here.
Welcome, Isaac. Yes, welcome.
Thank you so much. I have some questions to the guests in the studio. First and foremost, I'm happy for the peace that has almost took many years from Sudan. For they have been having a lot of indifferences, but now I think the government of South Sudan has collaboratively worked hard to let them have the final peace being signed in the Republic of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
My first question is, what are the mechanisms which they are now going to use to finalize some of the other things that remain behind, mm-hmm, in that peace talk,
okay,
of Sudan themselves,
okay,
which is mediated by
South Sudan,
the government or some official in the Republic of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
My last question is, how should these two countries work together and work for peace, so that also we realize the lasting peace also in the Republic of South Sudan, so that we will not see any more rebellion among ourselves,
mm-hmm,
as the South Sudanese and also Sudanese in both sides.
Thank you, Isaac. Thank you, Isaac, for that two questions. Hello? Hello? Yes, marhabek, Manut. تفضل.
شكرا جزيلا معرفة. نشكر كل أقوانات السيدة كوريجي نوبين. يعني أنا بقول كده أخوي جابريال والمستقبل بتاعنا أثر ياهو يعني الشاب جنوب الشاب السودان دارين سلام دارين أوريا المواطن يعني كيف المواطن يمشي دارفور يلو أوريا بيتاو وجن دارفور في جنوب يلو أوريا جنوب يمشي دارفور يلو أوريا جنوب يمشي شمال يكون يلو أوريا كيف يعني الوضع ده يصلى يعني كنت أوريا الإنسان يبدأ أوريا بيتاو الاثنين بيتاو يعني وقت تساعدين حل وقت تساعدين بكير كل مصنع حبان كيف يعني في حاجة ميشة بيتاو يكون ميشة بطيب كده يلقى عاية بحالتين بحالتين ولكن حل حالدين يعني كيف يعني الناس الشعب المقادة بتاع السودان جنوب كيف يعني
شكرا.
اجد ياسر كان دارين سلام لكل انسان جنوبي فاني كمان شمالين في الغوريه بتو فاني دارفور الغوريه بتو انا بقول كده مسك يعني نعيش في زمان يعني عايشين يعني بسين يعني دارفور شمالين.
شكرا منوت. الخط شويه كعب منوت. سؤالين هناك يعني الامال بانه الناس تتحرك على الحدود بين دارفور, وطبعا هم هناك في واو اقرب ناس للمناطق بتاعه الشمال بهناك, وبرضه الاقتصاد بتاع البلد ممكن يتصلح بيسوي الكلام ده. الو 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 المستمع ده الو الو
Yeah, good evening. This is John from Bombay.
Welcome, John. Welcome.
Just briefly, you know, it made some South Sudanese laugh, you know, when South Sudan government is offering a mediation in the neighboring countries.
Why?
Like Sudan. And I remember they also requested, you know, to mediate between Ethiopia and Egypt.
Mm.
I would like to ask Stephen, Dian Matok, what approaches that the government of South Sudan use in mediating the peace in other countries that they don't use in their own country to mediate themselves?
Mm.
What is that unique that they use in mediating other peace in neighboring countries that they don't use in their own country? Because if you look at our own peace, the implementation has been very slow, and we all know it.
Mm.
What is the difference? Could it be hypocrisy or something else? Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll have more interaction with the listeners.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation, your preferred station, the voice of peace.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.
And let me also go back to Dr. Dio Matok, who is with me in the studio. Yes, your quick remarks on this.
Thank you. I want to thank Isaac Mayen, who actually asked two questions. He want to know the mechanisms of finalizing the remaining issues. The mechanisms actually is bringing them on table and open up the issues which are not addressed. And the parties will address them. We as a mediation will be there in order to assist in case they need intervention, in case they need the assistance, we can do that. We have partners also who are working with us. We are going to finalize the issues which are not addressed now. Concerning the two countries cooperate together, they are cooperating. You know, the South Sudan Peace Agreement, which is being implemented now, is being guaranteed by the Sudan government and the Uganda. And you have the Sudanese military generals who are now responsible for training our forces. They supply a lot of military equipment, like clothes, like boots, and all these things, actually. They came from Sudan. They supply even food. General Limiti, who is in charge, has been visiting South Sudan all the time, including 2 days ago, he was here. To discuss the graduation of the forces from the training center. So the two countries are cooperating. South Sudan is actually is a grantor to the agreement in Sudan. We were the one mediating it, and we are helping also to have a stable transition in that country. So there is a cooperation already, and we hope it will continue, and I believe it will continue because we have seen the goodwill from the leadership in the both countries. Concerning the issue raised by Manut, I agree with him. We need, we need to open up the borders so that the citizen can move freely. We have a lot of things that we can share together. South Sudan have a lot of things, and Sudan have a lot of things also. We want to trade together. And this is a portfolio that I am holding, investment. We've started it in January by hosting the trade fair, investment trade fair of Sudanese companies, and it was really very successful. The reason was that we want to open up. We want to open up, we want to open the borders, we want to trade. So I agree with him on what he said. John Irumbek, you know, we are not in isolation. We are not in an island. We are part and parcel of the region and the international community. And we must have to contribute it. We cannot be seen every time that people are helping us, mediating our own differences. We must have also to come in and mediate the differences of the others. This is how we should be respected. And some of us who participated in the international and regional forums, now the narrative has changed. South Sudan is not that South Sudan that used actually to be assisted when they fight. People are looking to us now as a country that also has responsibility in the region and has ability to mediate the conflict of others. I don't agree with him. We should not actually close ourselves in and then every time and then looking for others just only to mediate. We must have to mediate also. We don't have any problem now. Our issues are being addressed. The whole out group, we are engaging them. The government is engaging them. The government is engaging Thomas Cirillo in Rome. The government is engaging Bagana Moom and Paul Malong in Nairobi. So we are doing our own things. Meanwhile, we are contributing. We want to also to contribute in the regional peace and stability. And this is our responsibility, obligation as a country.
Yeah, thank you very much. I will be taking more calls from the listeners. Of course, the numbers are, the Zen numbers are 0912062950 and also 0912062079. And, of course, the other MTR numbers are 0921902950 and also 0921902079. And the SMS line, of course, is 0929693205. These are the numbers you can call. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Hello?
Marhaba, Mimano?
Makotong Dan.
Marhaba. What is Maga again?
أوتون جان دور من فشورة
أهلاً أوتون مرحب بك
كيف إن شاء الله كويسين
الحمد لله تمام تفضل
عايز بس أنا عندي قريب أسئلة كده بسيط دير نسأل بيو بتاعك في الاستوديو طبعاً إحنا يعني بنحل المشاكل بتاع دول التاني كويس دورنا شنو في حل بتاع المشاكل التاني لأنه عندنا مشاكل دينا ما يتحلى إحنا نمشي نحل مشكلة في الدول تاني ومشكلة بتابعنا ما حلنا فإحنا الآن وكري لحد كده أنت ما عملت أي حاجة يعني لأن أنت لو حليت مشكلة في الدول تاني ومشكلة بتاعك لسه بحل المشكلة بتاعك منو ده سؤال بتاعي بحل المشكلة بتاعك منو وأنت بتحل المشاكل بتاع الناس تاني
كويس شكرا
سؤال نمبر اثنين هاي سؤال نمبر اثنين طبعا إحنا نازل أصلوا أخوانا وأصدقائنا لكن هم طبعا هسه هم إحنا بيقولوا بيفتحوا حدود كيف هم بيبدأوا وحدود لسه زاد ما بيقولوا بفتحوا ما قاعد يفتحوا كده سؤالين ديل كده يا أولاد نفس نسألهم
نعم شكرا أنا أضيف على السؤال بتاع النايدة في سؤال هنا من سايمون أتشير بول أتشير from War Mawin in Awil هو بيقول يعني the government of South Sudan, he's happy for this deal but his question is which way is South Sudan and Sudan will become peaceful, especially in the border of Awil and also the border of Upper Nile. I think those things go together. Let me pick another call here. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Ahlan.
Yes, hello, Raya.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling?
I'm okay, hi.
Good. Who's...
this is my dog calling from Urumqi.
Welcome.
Yes, I just have one question for our guest in the city. I just want to ask him, is there really a political will to bring peace in our country in South Sudan? Because when you see, we are very good in negotiating peace process outside, but internally it's mainly like we cannot solve our issues. Because let us leave about the war, we have some internal issues. Economic or social, which need to be resolved, and they all contribute to conflict. So I just want to understand from his perspective.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, the caller from Rumbek. And the last caller. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, welcome. Welcome.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay, thank you very much. We are connecting with Peter, but we're calling from Will.
Welcome, Peter.
Okay, thank you very much. So I welcome our guest to the city. Okay, my question is this.
Go ahead. Hello? The caller from Owil? We have lost the caller from Owil. Sorry for that. And please try again. And I think we pick this one and we go to the guest. Hello?
Good evening, Marai.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Joel from Tung Feng.
Welcome, Joel.
All right, thank you. I thank our colleagues who have contributed on topics. And much of all our issues, mostly, I'm not too far from what my brother just asked from Rumbek. We have more issues that are affecting our country. Communities are mostly in the conflict, and then we have our internal issues, the economic issues, and we have our own challenges more than the what we may get from other countries. So at this case, if we are successful outside and we are not successful inside to manage our affairs, do we consider ourselves as successful people?
Okay.
That is one.
Okay.
Second, as he has just stated, actually he's the Minister of Investment, and opening up the borders, and we have the conflict in both, like in Sudan, there is insecurity, and somewhere of part of Uganda, we have insecurity. Then the other part, and there is encroachment of other foreigners, like the Kenya has encroached, Sudan has encroached. If we are to open the borders at this case, how sure is that our communities who are bordering those countries will be in peace while people are still debating over the issue of the land? Thank you. These are my questions.
Thank you. Thank you. And those will make the last calls and comments. The next 5 minutes will be for the minister. Welcome, Dr. Diou.
Thank you so much, Gabriel. And I want to also thank the contributors. كلام بتال أطم أنا جون من رومبيك وربما إنه الآخرين يتكلم عنه سألوا إنه ليه نحن نعمل الوساطة مع في مع دول تاني ونحن ما مستقرين وأنا عايز أقوله تاني بالعربي عشان احتمال إنه هو ما قدر إنه يسمع كلامي ده مهم جدا نحن جنوب السودان ما دولة محزولة نحن كما هم جزء منهم زغروا نحن بنشاطر كثير من الدول في الحدود وعدم الاستقرار لجيران حتى في البيت بيتك لجار ما مستقر انت برضو تشعر بعدم الاستقرار لو عندك فرصة عشان ما انت تقدر تساهم وتعالج المشاكل بتاع جار دي بكون أفضل لك بكثير جدا لأنه أمن جار هي جزء من أمني بتاعك بخصوص القضايا نحن الآن ماشيين كويس خالص في جنوب السودان نحن الآن بننفذوا في الاتفاقية المنشط وده أول اتفاقية يتم توقيعه والناس ينفذوا لمستوى تابومة الآن في مشاركة بالنسبة للمعارضة كلها موجود في مستويات مختلفة في الحكومة نحن الآن بنعكبوا على القيام بتاع البرلمان القومي هيكون في مشارك فوقه الأجهزة كله وبعدك نحن نعالج مشاكل اقتصادية انت ما ممكن تتكلم عن الاقتصاد اذا كان في الحرب انت توقف الحرب عشان ما انت تقدر تعالج القضايا الاقتصادية فدي سيكوينسينج دي تدرج بتاع الحل بتاع المشاكل ديل نحن عايزين نوقف الحرب وبعدك نمشي للتنمية والحرب يقابوا ما في جنوب السودان براو حتى في السودان لانه نحن شاهدنا جزء من المعارضة بتاع جنوب السودان بيمشي وين ما بيمشي بقعد في السودان والمعارضة في السودان بيجي وين ما بيجي في جنوب السودان ووجود بتاع المعارضات بين البلدين ده بشكل أنصر بتاع المشاكل الآن في جو بتاع العمل مع البعض وجو بتاع المساعدة بتاع استقرار في السودان بالنسبة لجنوب السودان واستقرار بتاع جنوب السودان للسودان أنا بفتكر إنه دي بوقف القصة بتاع استضافة بتاع المعارضات الآن السودان ما ممكن ده يستقبل المعارضة بتاع جنوب السودان فدي حقو الناس يفهموا النقطة ده نقطة مهم جدا وأساس فالمسألة بتاع المساهمة بتاع جنوب السودان في استقرار السودان ده مهم جدا سايمون أتشير هو برضو يتكلم في نفس الاتجاه
لكن هو كان مركز في الحدود فعلا في مشاكل في الحدود والمشاكل ديل ربما بطبيعه القبائل الرعويه الموجوده بالذات انا بفهم شديد المشكله في شمال بحر خزر والمشكله في شمال على النيل ده مشاكل القبائل الرعويه الموجوده في المنطقة الحدودية ديل بسبب المشاكل ودي برضو حكومات ما مستقرة وما متعاونة من الصعب عشان ما يعالج القضايا ديل فدي أسوأ الآن دي مدخل عشان ما إنه ناس يعالج المشاكل بتال القبائل الروية الموجودة مجوك برضو في رومبك نفس الاتجاه لكن أنا بقول له برضو الحل بتال القضية الاقتصادية القضايا الاجتماعية في حل بتال القضايا السياسية إذا لو عندك قضايا أمنية في البلدك ما عليته انت من السبب انت تقدر تعالج القضايا الاقتصاديه ده نفس ال... ده نفس ال... الكلام انا عايز اقوله انه الحرب هي سبب ولا بد انه نحن نوقف الحرب تشول برضو مشى نفس الاتجاه الناس ما قادرين يفهموا انه ليه جنوب السودان مساعد السودان وهم برضو شايفين السودان تحدي كبير جدا كان لجنوب السودان بالذات في الايام بتاع عمر بشير المعارضه ده كله كان وين ما كان في خرطوم فانت لو عايز منطقة بتاعك تستقر لابد انه تحضن برضو الخرطوم ويخليه يكون جزء من منظومة الاستقرار بتاعك حقو الناس يفهم الكلام ده يعني
نعم والبعد الاستراتيجي
بالضبط
نعم شكرا دكتور ديو مطوك ونحن بنشكرك على حضورك هنا يمكن الزمن ما مكفينا لكن استلمت أسئلة ونحن هنتابع معك ونشوف انت قلت في شهر 4 في حاجة هتحصل هنا بخصوص المفاوضات جسي في دقيقة واحدة
نحن الأمباري المستشار تودغ الواق اللي هو برأس اللجنة بتاع الوساطة أعلن في الحفلة إنه يوم 20 يتم تقديم الدعوة بالنسبة للأطراف عشان ما يجي جوبا ونحن نبدأ المحادثات الرسمية في الملفات سواء كان ملف الأمني أو ملف سياسي فإن شاء الله نحن نلتزم بالمواعيد نحن عارفين إنه زمن ساعة بالنسبة للمسلمين بالذات في السودان لأنه يكون في رمضان لكن السلام لا يمكن أن تنتظر نحن عايزين نشيل الجو الموجود الآن ونحن نحقق السلام بأسرع فرصة ممكن في السودان
شكرا لك كثير دكتور ديو مطوك على وجودك معنا هنا في استوديوهات راديو ميرايا And that was the end of today's discussion hour of nationwide program with me Gabriel Shadar Thanks for listening
Nationwide Your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya